Welcome back to the program. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS. Well, the Republican presidential race is essentially over, but the general election race is right in front of us. And the new book, Inside the Circus, the second book by Mike Allen and Evan Thomas, chronicles the 2012 presidential campaign in a way that really provides some insight on what may be ahead. Mike Allen is the chief White House correspondent for Politico.com. He joins me now to talk some more about the book and about the upcoming general election. Mike, thanks for joining us this evening.
Michael, thank you.
So trying to write a book about candidates who are in the midst of campaigning must be especially difficult. I'm guessing most of the people that know them well probably were less than eager to reveal any juicy secrets. How did you go about getting insider information on these guys?
You're going to be surprised by this. We found the participants, even the candidates, in this crazy news cyclone where there's a million stories a day. People like the chance to hit pause and talk about where we've been and where we're going. So, for instance, we were able to sit down with John Huntsman after his race, and he was very candid with us about his distrust of his political consultants. Evan Thomas, my co-author, and I sat down in his fancy living room in Washington, and he said that he was always being pushed to be someone that he wasn't, that the handlers were always telling him that the voters wanted more red meat. And the great thing about an e-book is you have time to talk to everybody. So then we went to his aides and consultants, and they expressed their incredible frustration with him. They said he couldn't make up his mind about who he wanted to be. They said, we can run you as a hard right winger, or we can run you as a mushy moderate, but just make up your mind.
I see. Now, look, clearly who everybody wants to know about right now is Mitt Romney. We know his biography, but we don't really know how this what makes this guy tick. Other than being a successful businessman and a prolific family man, is it clear, does Mitt Romney have any discernible vices now or ever in his life?
Well, it's funny. It's all how you define vice. Something that he would take as a compliment is he's incredibly thrifty. We found out in doing research for this that he not only flies JetBlue, flies coach, but on his campaign bus, he makes his own peanut butter and honey sandwiches with one piece of bread. He folds a piece of bread over to save bread. He wipes the knife off on the bread so you don't have to wash it. And he won't even use a napkin. We're told that he also is pretty ascetic when it comes to eating. He'll have pizza, but takes the cheese off. And in trying to convince us that he had a wacky side, they said, sometimes you get the craving for KFC, but when he eats his chicken, he takes the skin off.
I see. So he's a health-conscious guy. Although, if you're talking about flying JetBlue, don't tell me he flies coach, too.
Yeah, I guess he doesn't pay for that extra legroom.
Now, you know, Mitt Romney is Mormon, of course, and were you able to get a sense of what kind of a factor his religion plays in dictating his lifestyle, or is that something that people were willing to talk about?
No, it definitely was, and certainly he is quite religious. You can see from the offices he's held in his church. Before debates, he and Mrs. Romney will go off to the side and say a little prayer together. But the campaign believes that the connections he built to the church as a leader there, some of the ways he helped people, will actually be helpful to him. In the next couple weeks, we're going to see a sort of Mitt Romney, this is your life. We're going to see the campaign rolling out him in new settings, trying to show some of his life experiences so that people can get to know him. Over the next few weeks and months, Mitt Romney's going to have an opportunity that you and I never do, and that is he's going to have the second chance to make a first impression. All the people who've not been tuned in during the Republican primary campaign, those voters in the middle of between the 40-yard lines who determine elections, they're going to suddenly be tuning in and take a new look at him, and the campaign is going to try and show some of this more human side. So certainly service to his church is part of that. On the other hand, the campaign is going to be very tough on people who try and attack the religion. If anybody does any what they take as religious attacks, they're going to them as bigoted.
I'm talking to Mike Allen. He's the chief White House correspondent for Politico and the co-author of the book Inside the Circus. It's his second book with Evan Thomas, chronicling the 2012 presidential campaign. Now, Mike, you say he's going to be essentially kind of reintroduced to the public, but this guy is a career politician in a sense now. Why does he appear so uncomfortable when he's had so many years to develop and understand himself as a politician?
It's funny, the campaign helped a little bit with this, helped cement that by keeping him under the radar for so long. As your listeners know, early in the campaign, he wasn't out much, and he was rusty. He hadn't been taking batting practice, and so that's why we had that rough interview with Brett Baier of Fox News. And we talked to some people close to him who wished that the campaign had showed more of him earlier. Think that maybe the campaign was too cautious. They told us that sometimes they wish they could open up the kimono a little bit more, show that he bleeds red. And people didn't necessarily get that view of Romney, so I think they're going to try to do it now. But something that really helps with that is Ann Romney. They always knew that Mrs. Romney, who's 63rd birthday is today, would be a huge asset to the campaign, but they thought it would mainly just be because it made him a better candidate. The oldest son, Tag Romney, referred to her as the dad stabilizer, that he was so much better when she was around.
You say she's a stabilizer, although in your book, you note that a Romney insider described the campaign as being very unemotional, that, quote, Romney world is a place where there's not a lot of screaming and emotion, there's no wailing and failure, nobody tearing their clothes. It almost sounds like they're not that inspired to win this race.
It's not so much that. I think that they think that they have to sort of keep their game face on. They're definitely inspired. The question is, how do they inspire the voters? How do they convince Democrats, independents to go along?
Is that reflective, though, of Mitt Romney, that this lack of screaming and emotion?
Yeah, I mean, he's a business consultant, and I think that that's reflected in how he goes about his operation. That's why I think that they're going to have a very business-like vice presidential search prospect that's unlikely to result in any shocking surprise candidate. I think they're conscious of the Palin example, and so I think people at the top of their list are going to be pretty known quantities, including Senator Rob Portman of Ohio, Governor Bob McDonald of Virginia, even Paul Ryan of Wisconsin, the House Budget Chairman.
But no question that all his fellow presidential candidates, they're not on the list, right?
No, I wouldn't be sure of that. When Evan Thomas and I talked to people for this ebook, for Random House, Inside the Circus, one person that was mentioned to us is Tim Pawlenty, the Minnesota governor and a former candidate. He has had a great vibe with Mitt Romney on the trail, and I think the personal connection with Mitt Romney is going to be very important. We're even seeing some honest auditions as the candidates go out with him. Chris Christie's been on the road with him. Paul Ryan's been on the road with him.
Do we know anything about Mitt Romney's relationship with his five sons? Are they especially close? Are there any brewing scandals there? Or is this simply a picture-perfect family?
No, I think that the family relationship is important. I think they're going to try and portray them as the new Kennedys. I think we're going to see a lot of the sons. They were out a lot on the primaries. I think that they helped. Sort of helps humanize Mitt Romney. So the sons will be out campaigning on their own, being sort of a Mitt multiplier out there.
What about the fact that he has this fortune of this $250 million? You said he flies JetBlue in these discount airlines, but are there any other indications of what his lifestyle is like, and is it indicative of a very wealthy person?
Yeah, he has two homes. He has homes in Bellevue, Massachusetts, and then one out in California on the beach there. And Mrs. Romney, as you know, had MS, so they're very conscious of her health. They have a two-event-a-day limit for her, and he enforces that himself. And then we're told that 1 week a month, she's out in California riding horses. Her horses are part of her therapy. So the reason he said a couple Cadillacs, which he, of course, regrets saying, was that she has one at the Massachusetts house, one at the California house.
Just one last thing. In your book, you do mention that the Romney campaign relished going negative, although they seem to be on the defensive quite a lot. How negative do you expect them to be in the general election?
Yeah, you know, we run plays that tend to work. They did well during the primaries by bringing what I would call the Colin Powell doctrine to politics, overwhelming force. They've shown they're going to be very tough with Obama. They've put out some tough Obama spots, and that's partly just to show that they're going to come to play, that they're going to be tough. So there's going to be a tough negative race on both sides with tons of resources, lots of spending.
Mike Allen, Chief White House Correspondent for Politico. Check out his new book, Inside the Circus, his second book with co-author Evan Thomas. Hey, Mike, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you for a great conversation.
And we are coming right back. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.